night and asked me. He said he'd be out of town today for to go visit his dad and be with his dad up there while they do the heart catheterization, I guess. He didn't go into detail about it. He just said, I may be back, I may not. Can you be ready just in case? I said, well, yes, sir, I can. So, I haven't been speaking at all in a long time because I've been coaching Sean's baseball team. That took up about every night, it seemed like every week for 2 months straight. So hadn't been going to the jail and hadn't been doing nothing, but we finally finished that season up last week. And the opportunity that came, I guess I can knock the rust off, give it a shot. So it's terrible. You'll have to forgive me. But I had a thought come to mind. It's been stewing for a while, and I'll go into detail as to why. And so I won't, but it's just something that's hit me here lately. And, that I found that I see recurring a lot. I'll go into detail as we read it. But if you have your Bibles tonight and you care to turn with me to Romans chapter 7, we'll begin reading at verse number 14. And this is the first scripture I thought of in preparing for this. So I've been stewing on it for a while, and the Lord's been dealing with me. I'm going to try and read this the best I can. Explain, hopefully my thoughts have come across clear to everyone as they've come to me. Romans chapter 7, verse number 14. We'll begin reading. Romans 7 and 14. Everyone there? Amen. And it reads like this in the King James Version. It says, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me. But how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. I want to talk for a little while on this thought. Logic versus emotion. Logic versus, now in the church world, it's going to be more like spirit versus flesh. We can understand that better, but these words I try to, and I'll elaborate a little later on, logic versus emotion, and I'll give the definitions of each here in a minute. But if you would just pray with me one more time, asking God to just help us tonight. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the time and opportunity once again, God, to deliver. It's God, an awesome, awesome opportunity, and it's a privilege, honestly, to just stand here and to be able to do so, God. Sometimes I feel that I'm not worthy, Lord, but the opportunity has been presented unto me, and I thank you for it, God. I just hope that the meditations of my mind and the words of my mouth are pleasing unto you, God, that they'll come forth and they'll do the task that you set it to do. So, Father, just use me as a vessel tonight, a tool to deliver unto your people, to edify the body, to draw us closer unto you. And, Father, let this service tonight be a product of your Spirit. Father, we'll thank you for everything that's said and done. In Jesus Christ's name, the church said, amen and amen. You know, in my life, some of the things that I've seen, not only by the actions that I have done, but by the actions of others that I've watched in time, there's always this battle that Paul's talking about in our bodies, you know, not even just with people who are spiritual, you know. Spiritual battle, yes, Christians that go to church and they serve God, they have this same conflict. But something that I realized as well is those people that don't believe into the depths that maybe of which I believe have the same problems. And I'll elaborate on that. You know, some of the things that I find reoccurring over and over again, you know, when I'm dealing not only in my life, I see this problem happen, but a lot of people come to me and they talk about problems that they have in their own life. They come asking for counsel, you know, instruction. And everybody's the same. I'm sure you've got friends or something that says, hypothetical, here's this scenario. Let me just lay it out. What would you do? Or here's my problem. Tell me how I should handle it. Anybody ever run into those? Sure. We all do. And the same thing that I keep coming to is someone's placed at a crossroads of a decision they need to make. You know, it's and when I say logic versus emotion, I say this person has this complete logical direction they can go in that makes complete sense. It's like, man, this is amazing. This is the right way to do it. I mean, granted, it may be not the most exciting path. It may not be the most elaborate or fun-feeling or, you know, but it's what's beneficiary for not only your life, but those around you. And this is a decision you need to make. It's the healthy one. It's logical, right? This is the right path. There shouldn't be no question about it. But then on the other side, they have this other side that's, but I really want to go over here. I really want. My emotions go against all logic, go against all explanation. And they say, you know what? It doesn't make sense, but it just feels. Okay, I'm talking to myself. It's just one of those things. I see it. Not only has it happened to Brandon, but I see it reoccurring over and over again as I talk to people about things. They say, man, I know to do this, but I want to do that. What kind of advice can you give me? Well, I'm going to give you the spiritual side. I'm going to give you the logical advice of what's beneficiary for your life, because I'm not looking at the instant move right now. I'm looking at the move 3 steps later. In the future. That's where I stand. 9 times out of 10. 9.999 times out of 10. Every decision that's made is emotional. But it's what I want. It's not what's right. It's not what's best. It's not what's logical, but it's what I want. And it began to boggle my mind as why is emotion so powerful? Hold on, let me give you the definition of these before I go any further. It says logic, Webster's Dictionary. Now I look these up. Logic is the science of correct reasoning. Or to be logical means reasonable, persuasive, to be expected. We know the answer before the question's even asked. We know the answer. You ever talk to somebody and you said, now, you know you ought not to, I know. Yeah, I know you know. But yet you're still acting on it. There's a difference between knowing and acting. You know, we bringing it to life. It's reasonable. It's persuasive. It's to be expected. It's the science of correct reasoning, logic, emotion. Webster's Dictionary, Brandon didn't make this up. The state of mind in which feeling, sentiment, or attitude is predominant. It's dominant. It's dominating over everything that we do. Emotion. It's predominant. Definition number two goes a specific feeling, love, joy, anger, etc. Can talk about emotion. But that first definition is a state of mind in which feeling, sentiment, or attitude is predominant. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, what I've seen in life. Like, I give counsel to guys my age or younger. You know, they ask me my opinion because I've been through certain things that maybe they haven't, or I've seen things that they haven't seen. And just like I would ask somebody that has seen things I haven't seen, give me your advice. Tell me what you would do in this situation like this, or tell me, how did you handle it when you did it? You know, I've always been very inquisitive about things like that. And you know, though they give me that advice, you know, you still want to base your decision on feeling. This just feels right. I mean, I've made decisions in life's past where I knew that the end would be bad. I knew that the end would be disastrous. But at that moment, at that time, you're not thinking like that. You're not going to, oh, I'm going to go jump on this and just, you know, I'm not worried about the consequences of my actions in those times like that. And then when it's all said and done, it's like, oh man, why didn't I heed to the counsel that was given to me? Why didn't I? So I ponder, why do we always run to the, why is emotion so strong in us? Why is that? I mean, I could, you know, and this is just Brandon, simple-minded man, not much education. I couldn't tell you all the psychological values of it, and we ain't got enough time, even if I did, to go into all that. But the thought of it is that, why are we so prone to yield to, I mean, Paul, the apostle, right here, we just read it. He said, the things that I don't even want to do, I find myself doing. And the things that I know that are not right, I yield to it. I know, but I still give in to the actions of those things. And it's not me, it's the sin within me. You know, I've tried to understand or reason and fight this thing for a long time. And when I get really bent out of shape, it's when I give somebody advice, you know, about something, and I know. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, it's going to end bad. And they come for you for counsel, and they, hey, man, tell me what you would do. He's like, man, you know what, Brandon? You're exactly right, man. You're exactly right. You're exactly right. And they come back the next day, and they say, what? Are you serious? You come to me and ask for counsel, and then you go and do everything that I told you not to do? Why did you waste my time? Why? Well, I couldn't help myself. You know how this is. I know how it's going to end. I don't care how it ends. I only care about right now. What I care about right now. But you don't understand the ripple effect that it could protrude out of your life. You don't know what other areas it could affect. You don't know. And it'll burden me to death about somebody else's decision making. It'll burden me. I'll lay awake at night about why? Then it hits me, you know, I wonder if that's how God feels about me. Holy smokes. Man, dude, you know, God gives us all kinds of counsel and instruction. Brother, he's sitting there telling me, Brandon, knucklehead, listen here. Don't go down that road. You know that I know God, but I'm not worried about that right now. You're exactly right, but this is where I want to be in my life. This is what I want. He's like, you know what, Jack? I'm going to get it. God knows exactly what we are. We need to know what people are. And so it hit me as I'm thinking about these things, you know. Why do people do what they do? And how can I prevent? You can't prevent, man. All you can do is you, man. You got to worry about what actions am I doing? Am I making the logical decision? Am I making the spiritual decisions? Or am I making the fleshly decisions? What am I yielding to? Well, how do I prevent it, brother? I'm going to tell you exactly how. The best way. You may not prevent it entirely in your whole life. You may never whip this thing. You may never whip. But I'm going to tell you what Vince Lombardi said. Everybody know who Vince Lombardi is? First NFL coach to win the first two Super Bowls, named the trophy after him. He said, perfection is not obtainable. But if we chase perfection, we'll reach excellence. You know, it's not like we can pertain perfection in this life, because just like Paul said, everything within our body is telling us, no. It's we still have carnal flesh, and it's every decision we make, sure. But let me tell you something, iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. The more time we spend with God, the more time we chase perfection, who is Christ, we reach excellence in our. The more times that we sow into the Word of God, or we sow into relationship with Him, the more time we spend with Him, just like Moses coming off that mountain, we aren't going to be the same people anymore. We're not going to be Brandon no more when we spend time with God and less times with the things of this world. That's hard too, ain't it? Because that's logical. Emotion says it's easy to just sit there and turn that TV on and not worry about a thing. Emotion is easy. It's the constant battle in our minds and in our bodies that tell us, hey, man, we know what's the right thing to do. But it's all down to determination. It's all down to what we're really seeking for. You want to build your treasures here and everything? You know, you can have it, but guess what? It's not going to last. And this is a constant reminder that I've got to tell myself, said, look, man, you're trying to do things in this world that is temporary and things. He said, look, man, you've got to move forward in your life. You've got to look to the spiritual things, because that's what's going to last. You know, like I said, I used to get worried about people, man, and the decisions they would make after they would drag me into their stuff. Drama, as we would like to call it, and ask my opinion, and you know what's going on. You see the turmoil turning in them, and you're like, man, no. But what I found to do now is not to say, when this blows up in your face, I'm going to tell you, I told you so. I'm not going to do that. Or when I know that it's going to end bad, I prepare myself. But when they come back and they say, you know what, Brandon, you're right, so I tell them now, so whatever decision you make, I'm here for you. Because that's what I would want God to do with me. You know, because I know I'm going to make mistakes, man. I know I'm going to fail. I know I'm going to let people down. I know that I'm going to do things out of my emotion. But when it blows up, I want God to still be able to say, you know what, Brandon, I'm not here for you. I'm not here for you. I know you messed up, man. I know that you're doing the wrong things, but I got you right here. I'm not going to leave you nor forsake you, because I love you. And that's what I tell them. I say, man, you got to make the decision yourself. It's down to you. You know what's right, but no matter what happens, I'll be right here for you, because that's what I want, and I know God will be for you. But to how to prevent it, you know, we got to reach that place of searching perfection. We got to seek after God in that relationship. Man, there's times, man, where I know within myself that I don't make the logical decision. And it beats me up a lot. But it's just like that. God says, you're going to make your decision, but I'm always going to be right. That doesn't make it okay necessarily, but it always makes it. God has a way of making things right and allowing errors in our life to actually be like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, you take David, for instance, and his mess up with Bathsheba. You take that whole incident. Committed adultery, had a man murdered, and married her, and everything. But did you know that Solomon, out of that marriage, he was in the genealogy of Christ? It's crazy. It's like, out of all that mess up, it was whizzled into the plan. And that's exactly how God does it, man. Everything that we can do and mess up, you know, God can still wiggle in the plan. It's just how He works, man. He's just seeing 10 steps ahead of us. Now, does that give us free will to go out and do what we want? No, of course not. But it's great to know we have an advocate with the Father when we mess up. And He's right there and got our backs. You know, I don't know, man. I just see a reoccurrence of that I've been dealing with just in my life watching things. And I try to explain the same thing to a young man one time. I said, man, you're at the crossroads. You got logic on one side, and you got your emotion on the other. And he said, man, you're right, man. You're exactly right. He said, but Brandon, I can't beat that emotion. I can't beat it. I've got to do it. I said, well, man, you do it. You know it's against all odds. You know it is. But I hope it works out for you. And I'm here for it. So I don't say it's okay. I won't pat you on the back and help you do these things. No, I won't. But I'll be here for you to help you. You know, I love you. James chapter 1, right quick, just to read this thing. I got these scriptures down, and I want to just kind of read them right quick. I promise I'm getting close. James chapter 1, verse number 12 says, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life with the Lord, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. And this is the logic that we come into. You know, it says, and when we sow unto those things, you know, every man is, the hammer is always going to fall, you know. It's going to always tempt us to do the things that are against the will of God, you know. Our biggest enemy isn't Satan. Our biggest enemy is ourselves. You know? We fight, the greatest battle you're going to fight is you. You know, we've heard Pastor David mention that a bunch of times, and I'm reiterating it tonight that, you know, our biggest battle is ourselves. And when, you know, it's when we give in. It says, every man is tempted, drawn away, enticed. And then when it conceives, it brings forth sin. And then sin brings forth that death. It's things we know, we understand, but here it is right here. Sin has got a way of whatever you feed, it's going to grow, you know. You feed your spiritual side, spiritual man's going to grow. He's going to be able to withstand the temptation. You feed the flesh man, well, guess what? The temptation is just going to knock and it's going to be a whole lot easier. And it's never going to be an easy task at hand to do these things because, man, the enemy knows, man, though our fight is not necessarily with him, he knows how to wear us down. He knows how to make us desperate. Desperate's an emotion. Anybody ever been desperate? Don't do business with desperate people, you know, because you never know what they're capable of doing when they're desperate. Desperate, anger is an emotion. Make a decision out of anger. Yeah, I had a man tell me one time, he said, no matter what decision he made or was going to make, he said, like if I was going to buy a car, I would go up to the car dealer and I would look and I would da-da-da-da-da and talk him over and I'd get to that point, he said, and I tell him, I'll see you tomorrow. I'll go home and sleep on it. And if it's something that I really needed or I thought about it, he said, I would let emotion get out of the way. I wouldn't smell that new car scent. I wouldn't love the, you know, I would drive it or whatever, he said, but every decision I make, I wouldn't let, you know, the things get in the way. He said, I would just go home and I would sleep on it at night. Every decision I make. If I was going to take out a loan or I was going to do this or I was going to do that, I would get right to the breaking point and then I'd say, I'll see you tomorrow. I'd go home and I'd let emotion get out of the way. Think about it. One more night. Sleep on it. One more. Is it logical? Is it right? And that's, I always thought that was kind of smart. And I was like, man, wish I didn't have to wait till like 33 years to hear that. But, you know, I mean, man, but better late than never, I guess. And he's a guy I work with, and he's always got stuff like that. And he said, just because you can't afford it doesn't mean you should. It's like, man, dude, live beneath your means, Brandon. He's always saying stuff like that. Like, man, where were you? And I was like, 20, you know. I wouldn't have listened anyway. I'd have went with my emotions, you know. But, you know, he's always got sayings like that. And I'm just like, man, I need to, you know, that's what I say, man. I give what hits me. You know, and this is what's been hitting me. There's so many things going on, you know, like Orlando, man. That was a decision based off rarely emotion. Kind of psychotic emotion, but it was emotion. There was no logic to that at all whatsoever. You know, there's no benefit to anything. And so the world is full of this people making decisions off emotions. You know? Give me what I want. Not what's right. I'm not worried about that. I've only got one life to live, and I've got to live it. Yeah, that's true. But if you only knew how small this life is compared to the one that actually matters, you would be trying to live for that life instead. We got to keep our eyes on the prize, for where our heart is, our treasure is also. So, in conclusion tonight, you know, as I'm closing out, as we make our decisions in life, you know, you're going to give counsel to people. And, of course, as spiritual people, we're going to give them the logical, spiritual answer. They don't choose your advice. I'll beat them when they come back and say, man, you were right. I told you so. Say, hey, I'm here. Or in your own situation, you know, you got decisions coming up. Someone does the wrong thing and you want to make that emotional decision, that angry decision, sleep on it tonight and decide. Or, you know, anything that you can come up with, you know, anything that happens, you know, don't base it upon what'll make you feel good or what you feel that you deserve. Make it upon, hey man, is this the thing? It's not exciting, it's not always easy, and it requires discipline. And nobody likes that word, discipline. Not in this day and age. Nobody likes commitment. Nobody likes discipline. Nobody likes hard work. That's it's not fun. It's not entertaining. But we all know that it brings the best results, right? Amen. So just keep those things in mind. And I don't know if it had a point tonight, but the point was this, I guess. Everybody faces those decisions. And every time, it seems like we give in to emotion. But to fight that emotion, we've got to feed your terrain. Feed logic. I like the thought I was a logical person a lot, but here lately, I look around at some decisions I make. Like, Brandon, you got to think about these things. You got to think logic. So you start doing that emotional stuff, next thing you know, you're going to be dug in a hole so deep, only God can get you out. But at any rate, let's close out in a word of prayer tonight. You can make an altar at your seat, or you can come up front, and I can pray with you or whatever. Let's go to the Lord in prayer tonight. Thank you, everyone, for coming. I hope something was said, a word of encouragement. I hope I made sense tonight. Anyway, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for the time and opportunity it is to leave the house and to read your word and to draw closer unto you. Father, I thank you. God, I just ask that you would minister mightily unto each and every one here, Father. We know that decisions are going to always come in our lives. And Father, we ask that we would look unto you, the author, finisher of our faith, O God, that we would decide the spiritual side of things. That we would not yield so easily to the emotion, Father, that drives us so hard. That we would take counsel from others that have maybe been there before and heed unto that counsel, God. Or whatever the case may be, Lord God, help us, Father, to draw unto you and, Father, to be used by you mightily. Father, I ask you to just touch each and every one here tonight. Bless them for coming out of their way to see and to draw close unto you. Father, you said in your word that if we draw nigh unto you, you would draw nigh unto us. Draw nigh unto them tonight. God, and minister and bless them, Father, with your hand, Lord God. And Father, we just thank you for everything that's said and done this night and this hour. Give us the strength this week, Father, to do those things, God, that you have laid before us. In Jesus' name, the church said, amen and amen. Thank you, saints. We are dismissed, and I appreciate everybody coming out tonight. God bless you, and thank you.